Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Chad and Ballsy believe there are three kinds of people, those who can count and those who can't. Chad and Ballsy, weekday mornings on The Wolf.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah.
You're fired up today.
Well, there's a few things in the world going on that I think a lot of people, yeah, I don't know. Like, to be honest with you, I'm pissed off at how I have to go planes, trains, and automobiles just to go 7 hours to see my kid.
Right.
Just because of everything. So, personally, that's what's making me mad.
And also, I think everybody's just ready for this election to be done already, and everybody's
then a fourth wave of this other BS.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not saying it's, you know what I mean.
Yeah,
I'm tired of the BS. I'm just tired of it all.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of people. I wish we could drink when we did this show. It'd be a hell of a lot better. Be a short show, but...
You can't?
Okay. No, we're not allowed to.
I better put that...
Boy, you're selfish.
Well, there's dailies in there.
Wolf News.
The Prince Albert Police Service, along with the Saskatchewan Internet Child Exploitation Unit, conducted a search warrant on 66-year-old Mark Jagley of Regina and charged him with possession of child pornography. Jagley was released on several conditions Tuesday evening. Jagley is known for running a very popular Christmas light display over the holidays.
He's been with us here. We've interviewed those guys.
Well, Jagley, we've interviewed,
yes.
Let's not say those guys because we don't know who.
Yeah, he was here with us.
But
he
was here in the control room
with
That's
us,
right.
Yeah.
I am, yeah. The man accused of killing two and attempting to kill another on the James Hill First Nation over the weekend is seeking bail in the case. 33-year-old Sean Moustus appeared in a Nipawin court yesterday and remains in custody in Prince Albert. His next court appearance will be later on this month. Several gathered in front of Health Minister Paul Merriman's office in Saskatoon yesterday to protest the lack of COVID-19 initiatives, vaccine incentives, and support for medical workers. Organizers intend on gathering there every Wednesday until their concerns are addressed. Now, I'm not saying what they're doing is right, but I am saying they're gathering in the right places. You know, maybe not in front of an emergency room.
Yeah, you can protest. There's nothing wrong with protest.
Why don't you gather in front of the place where people can do something about
it? Don't chuck rocks or do it in a stupid place.
Speaking of which, the five major federal party leaders engaged in official French debate last night. Trudeau defended the move to call an election in the middle of a pandemic, and lots of focus was put on child care costs in Canada. The official English debate happens tonight.
How about Vladdy Guerrero Jr.? He hit his 41st homer of the year. The Jays won their seventh straight, doubling the Yankees 6-3, so they're now a game and a half back of the Yankees for the second AL wildcard spot. Chad's team, the Red Sox, leapfrogged the Yankees into the first wildcard spot. Padres beat the Angels 8-5, while the Reds lost to the Cubs, so San Diego's one game up in the NL wildcard chase. Those are the two most hotly contested races in baseball. The Banjo Bowl in Winnipeg is sold out on Saturday. Some bad news for the Ruffies. Luches Purifoy and Ed Gainey are banged up and may miss that contest. Meantime, the Stamps, who are the best 1-4 team in the history of football, Coach Dave Dickinson says Bo Levi Mitchell, if he's ready to go and says he's ready to go, he'll be in there starting at quarterback Saturday in Edmonton. Tonight's the start of the first ever 17-game season in the NFL. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers host Dak Prescott and the Dallas Cowboys. Tampa's an 8.5-point favorite at home. The average ticket to tonight's Bucs-Cowboys game is $582, but it's worth it not to listen to Chris Collinsworth. Canada down El Salvador 3-0 in the CONCACAF World Cup qualifying. And this is a cool story, Chad. Two Red Sox fans decided to split the cost of some raffle tickets, 50-50 tickets at Fenway on Friday. They won $18,000. Here's the cool thing. One dude's from Massachusetts, one dude's from California. They didn't know each other. They were sitting beside each other at the game. Said, hey, you want to go in on the tickets? They did. They won $18,000. Here's my thing. It's a Red Sox game, and the 50-50 is only $18,000?
Yeah, it wasn't very big when I was there either. Yeah.
But I mean, not every game is sold out either. So in baseball, right? Like, it's not like a once a week thing like at Mosaic Stadium or something.
The game I was at on the Friday night was pretty close to sold out. And they didn't have a big 50-50.
Everybody's spending their money.
It's not as big down there.
You're right. Everybody's spending their money on beer.
on American beer. Although at Fenway, the beer were cheap too.
Were they?
Yeah.
Wow.
This is Wolf Weather.
Cheap beer, cheap hot dogs.
Expensive roster.
And an expensive seat.
Yeah.
29 with sunshine today, 11 with a few clouds tonight, 23 with a chance of showers tomorrow. Right now it's partly cloudy and 12 at the Wolf.
Lately, it's been getting harder to get out of a warm bed in the morning. But knowing that you'll be listening to Chet and Ballsy should make you wake up nice and bright.
I mean, it doesn't, but it should.
We'll keep working on it. Chet and Ballsy, weekday mornings on The Wolf.
These beauty pageants are hilarious.
Yeah.
Like, I've always found them to be really funny because they mean almost nothing.
I mean,
it's like they put a lot of work into it, but, I mean, being the best looking person isn't generally something that you can be that proud of, other than the fact that maybe you put in the physical work to be in shape.
Yeah, they do put in. Yeah, absolutely.
But being, I mean, I hate to break it to you, but being pretty, naturally pretty, doesn't involve a lot of work.
And it doesn't, it only gets so far.
It can get you really far.
Yeah, but for a short time. Looks goes away.
Well, maybe.
Looks go away.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But there's a story going around now that claims that the Miss America pageant will now judge women on their health.
What?
Rather than their physical appearance. I don't know how they're going to do that, but it hasn't been confirmed yet, but there was a vaguely worded press release that said the pageant is pivoting its mission to define women's wellness as being based on optimal health rather than physical appearance.
Oh.
So how I have no idea if they're going to have, like,
that's hilarious.
Dr. Oz up there, running tests.
That is hilarious. No, folks, she's not a perfect 10. Miss Arkansas is a perfect 120 over 80. Whoa, the blood pressure exam. What a great. Oh, but I tell you what, this is surprising. This is surprising. Miss Wisconsin from the state of cheese. She's got a perfect cholesterol level. Whoa, we didn't see that
one. Wait a minute. Now we move on to the psychological part of the study. Oh, looks like Miss Rhode Island has dealt with her daddy issues perfectly.
Oh, God.
Please use caution when listening to Chet and Ballsy in the morning. They might say something smart, causing you to think.
Who are we kidding?
Chet and Ballsy, weekday mornings on The Wolf.
You know, when I look for scientific facts and health facts, I go to TikTok because that is where all the good doctors
hang out. Dr. TikTok. Okay, what does Dr. TikTok tell you?
He says, "Hi, everybody."
Oh, that is legitimate right there. Wee. Anyway, so what does Dr. TikTok
tell you? Should not hold in your farts too long.
Oh, okay, Doc, why?
They will go into your bloodstream and they will come out of your mouth.
Oh, so does that mean that's why you have bad breath? Farts come out
of
your mouth?
Do I have bad breath?
No, but, well, I've never got close enough to you. But what I'm saying is that why people have bad breath?
Well, I don't know.
So we call halitosis.
But that's what this Dr. Karnar says.
Yeah.
He says if you hold in a fart too long, it can be reabsorbed into your bloodstream and breathed out when you exhale. So if you hold in a fart, it's very likely you will breathe it out.
Ah.
Okay. Man, remember that movie in the 90s, Waiting to Exhale? Maybe that's why.
Yeah, it could be.
She was just well-mannered.
Could be. Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
They have a legacy like all the great duos of the past. Lewis and Clark, Batman and Robin, Milli Vanilli.
Yeah, that last one doesn't exactly work, as only Chad lip syncs during the show.
Chad and Ballsy on 104.9 The Wolf.
Let's get some good news, shall we?
Okay, so check this out. Lady in Wisconsin says dad jokes helped her recover from back surgery. Her doctor said go for walks every day, and her back was sore. If you ever had a sore back, she had back surgery. She didn't want to walk, but she started to, and she'd go by this neighbor's house, and he'd always write dad jokes on the sidewalk.
Mm.
Not for her, but just in general.
Right.
And they made her laugh every day, so she gets up every day to make sure she walks by the messages. Kind of like Brittany Happy, who listens to us and writes a message in the Wascana Park.
Yeah.
She wrote even, she so likes Chad and Ballsy.
So she sidewalked it off.
Very good. Two kids in Indiana were riding bikes last week. And you know how kids are. They're all over the map and they're riding bikes.
Yeah, doing math, yeah.
What a funeral.
Oh, wait, sorry.
Funeral procession for an 89-year-old war vet. comes by. The picture's going viral. They put down their bikes, stood at attention with their hands behind their back while
good
the
kids.
Procession went by. That is good, man.
Good kids.
What else? Oh, guy in Reno got a note from his neighbor saying they wanted to talk to him about his music. Uh-huh. The music he's playing is like, oh, it's going to be a noise complaint. So he goes over like, no, man, we love your music. Turn right. it up. Can yeah. I get your playlist?
Yeah, I saw that. And the note said the male half of the couple next door. Mm. So the guy's wife doesn't agree with the music, but he does. He loves music.
And Pope Francis sent 15,000 servings of ice cream to inmates at two prisons in Rome. The Vatican says it's one of the many small things that he's done over the summer to help people get through the pandemic. So gave ice cream to inmates. I don't know.
Yeah, because that's who they should be reconciling with right
Chad
now.
Chad once had to explain to his very young son that it's perfectly normal to accidentally poop in your pants. But his son still makes fun of him anyway. Go figure. Chad and Ballsy on The Wolf.
Honey, can you cut the grass? Hey, honey, can you, you mind taking the kid to the soccer game? Hey, honey, can you empty the dishwasher? And you're like, where did he go? Well, he's in the basement, or she's in the basement, watching NFL football. Because this is where life gets altered now for the next four or 5 months. I'm serious. A lot of people, they say on average, the average football fan, NFL fan, will spend $1,000 this year just on football when you combine snacks and going out and jerseys,
merchandise.
It might even be more for us because if people travel to the States to go watch.
So the season opens tonight?
Tonight, first ever, and we get one more game this season to watch, Chad. 17 games, a 17-game season. Tampa Bay versus the Dallas Cowboys tonight in Tampa.
This is how much of a nerd I am. I won't watch it 1 minute of it because I'll be watching the federal leaders debate.
That's fine. I won't be watching either because I'll be doing public address at high school football today, but I will PVR it and watch it. That's how much nerd I am. I'll watch it later. Average.
The only game I watch in
Super Bowl
is the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Like and I know you'll call me whatever.
No, it's fine.
No, I don't know.
But a lot of people are into it, man.
No, I know.
It's
I know.
Generally in the United States, and it would be, I don't know if it'd be the same in Canada, but it's the top five watch show every week, the Nielsen ratings.
For sure. And I understand that. Like, I get why people watch football. Like,
So who's winning the Super Bowl this year? Pick a team. And don't, honestly.
Kansas City is going to win.
You think Kansas City is going to win it?
Yep.
I'm going Green Bay.
Aaron Rodgers is going on the FU tour before he leaves?
He did the FU tour last year. This is the FU farewell tour.
Like Kiss.
Yeah.
And then next year he'll have another one.
That's exactly. Only he'll be in San Francisco or something. That's right. That's good. I like that. Just like every day he should come out to the Kiss song.
Yeah, he should. Hey? Okay. You know what? Maybe I'll watch... I don't know. But Dallas doesn't interest me at all. Like, I don't...
Yeah, they're like one of those really hyped up, like...
they always fail.
They're like a hyped up...
They're like the Toronto Maple Leafs of the NFL. Yeah. Like, it's just, you know what I mean? Like, they're always hyped.
Yeah, you're right. They're like a really...
Except they've won a championship within the last, 40 years.
Yeah, before leather helmets. Or after leather helmets. I mean. Yeah, you're right. No, they're like a hyped up restaurant. They are. You go there because it's the best place to go and the food always sucks.
You know what they are? They're a rainforest cafe. That's what they
That's
are.
True.
You know, the kids walk by and they go, I want to be part of that. Yeah. And you're kind of like, hey, that might be kind of cool. Yeah. Let's go in there.
Yeah.
And you're like, hey, right on. Let's go check out this rainforest. And you walk in and all it is a souvenir shop with grilled cheese sandwiches. That's it.
That's the Dallas Cowboys.
That's
what's better than the Chad and Ballsy show? Lots of things. But thanks for listening anyway. Chad and Ballsy on The Wolf.
Restaurant Dallas, Texas is going the way of... The Jetsons, and they are actually, they have brought in robots to be servers.
That's never good.
Yeah, I don't like robots taking over for humans in any way.
With guys like me and you that have young kids, that's the jobs you get into the workforce.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. And we've seen people in our industry gone because of this automation stuff and all that.
And people in our industry gone because automation that went into the restaurant business and done and did some of that stuff just to tide them over.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, for sure, yeah. So, anyway, this restaurant in Dallas, Texas, it's called Taco Borga.
Okay.
Or Borja, maybe. Yeah. They have robots now that will come up, take your order, and do that thing. You know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of Back to the Future 2, when Marty McFly walks into the restaurant, and there's, what's his name? Max Headspace?
Yeah, Yeah.
And he's taking his order, and then he turns into Ronald Reagan and stuff. That's what it reminds me of. Like, that's what I envision. And the robot themselves here, I'll show you a picture, Ballsy. I know this is great radio. Yeah. But the robots themselves actually look like something out of the Jetsons. Like, they
you're 100%
have, like,
right.
A little dress on, and, like, it's kind of weird.
So here's a question for you.
Here we go. And and if it's the question that I've been waiting for, I will let you know. But go ahead.
Do we have the tip?
There it is! Yeah, there's Cheap Ballsy. He's here.
Thanks for tuning in to Chad and Ballsy Daily. New episodes every weekday on your favorite podcast app and full audio available at thewolfrocks.com. Don't miss Wolf Mornings with Chad and Ballsy. Weekdays 6 to 10 on Regina's Rock Station. 104.9 The Wolf.